it could do. Now, also in the news recently has been how scientists, and we're talking about scavenging as much energy from the environment as we can to offset our carbon footprints and things. Well, scientists have now been exploring how they could use a giant rubber tube, which has been called the anaconda, to generate electricity from the sea. And Professor Grant Hearn is from the University of Southampton. He joins us now. Hello, Grant.
Oh, good afternoon.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What actually is your device?
Well, the device is really was invented by Francis Farley and Rod Rainey, and it's a long rubber tube, and it's closed off at one end and moored, and then at the other end you have a power takeoff system, and essentially you keep the rubber tube close to the free surface, and then and it's actually facing the oncoming waves. So if you like, it's at right angles to the wavefront, and as the waves come past the tube, then they set up what is called a bulge wave inside the tube. Now, as this bulge wave travels along the tube, it gradually gathers more and more energy. And so for one power takeoff system we've tried is that as the wave travels along the rubber tube, essentially you can convert that energy into potential energy by essentially allowing the water, which is being pumped, to go through a valve system, and you generate, a high pressure level, and then you have a low level level, and you pass the water from one to the other through a turbine, and hopefully you then take the energy out of the bulge wave. That is.
And how much energy do you think you could make this way?
Well, the what they're thinking about is devices which will generate of the order average of 1 megawatt, which may have a peak of 3 megawatts, but an average over a year 1 megawatt. And if you assume that you have essentially half a kilowatt per person, then that's basically what one device would provide electricity for around about 2,000 homes.
And would you just have one tube in isolation, or would you have rafts of these out at sea somewhere?
You would probably have a farm, and at the moment, what we're trying to do is we're trying to understand how best to operate the tube in terms of things such as the pressure in it. So the question would be, would you have tubes which are all identical, or would you in fact have tubes with different properties? So if you put a different pressure in, then you can take energy from a different wave frequency. And so what you might then do is to use a arrangement of devices such that they're all taking power at a mixed sea state.
Okay, brilliant. There's been lots of other ideas of ways of getting energy out of waves. What's the advantage of the anaconda over them?
Well, if we look back, sort of in the mid 70s, early 80s, most of them were mechanical devices. I mean, Salter's duck was essentially a set of segmented sections which rotated around a cylinder, and you essentially used the relative pitch of the ducts, as they were called, and the back spine to actually take energy out. Cockerel rafts were essentially using the relative motion of the rigid structure, so you have to have squash plates. And then you have things like oscillating water columns. In this case, the only movable part is the rubber. So you're actually using the stored elastic energy in the walls of the tube to actually convert the energy external into the energy which flows internally.
So it should be a lot more robust. And finally, Grant, just very quickly, what stage of development is this at, and when can we see this actually out in the North Sea?
Well, I can't answer when it will be. Rod Rainey and Francis think that once we've finished the work, it might be possibly 5 years. At the moment, myself with John Chaplin are entering a 2-year research program sponsored by the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council of the UK. And so there we're doing both experiments at different scales, and we're also developing mathematical models, because the difficulty with this structure is that we know the physical boundary conditions, but we can't actually put numbers on them. And so we have an interesting mathematical problem, which is how do you solve this problem and determine the boundary conditions at the same time?
Let's hope you get it sussed soon. Thank you very much. That's Grant Hearn from the University of Southampton telling us about their new anaconda, which is a rubber tube that could actually help to solve our energy problems by promoting the use of wave energy.
The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.